North Korea says it may reconsider a planned summit between President Kim Jong-un and his United States counterpart, Donald Trump, if the US unilaterally insists it give up its nuclear weapons. The announcement comes after the North cancelled high-level talks with South Korea over new military drills it's conducting with the United States. To discuss the latest developments, I'm joined via Skype by Robert Kelly, Assistant Professor of Political Science at the Pusan National University in Busan, South Korea. Welcome to RN Drive.
Yes, hi, thank you for having me.
Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are due to meet in Singapore next month. How should this latest development be interpreted in that context?
Yeah, I think North Koreans want to make sure that the summit is framed more to their liking. That is to say that the Trump administration particularly has been arguing a lot on TV and in the media. There's been a lot of coverage of the idea that the North Koreans were driven to the table by Trump's belligerence and sanctions and his threats from last year and stuff like that. And that the North Koreans are willing to go to zero on nuclear weapons. And both of those things for the North Koreans, probably not true. I don't think the North Koreans came to the table because of Trump's threats. They probably came because they have the nukes and now they can deal for them. And they don't like the idea that, they're coming for sanctions, right? Rather, the North Koreans want this to be a sort of leader to leader, like as peer equals, shaking hands and stuff like that, rather than as a supplicant.
Is the North Korean government statement delivered via the state news agency a negotiating tactic, similar in style perhaps to those at times used by the U.S. president?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the North Koreans have a long history of sort of two steps forward and three to the right and two back. And then, the North Koreans are sort of old hands at this kind of stuff. It's kind of surprising, actually, that this kind of rhetoric hasn't come out earlier. But, if you take the statement at face value, they're basically sort of upset at the way we're talking about this. I still think the North Koreans want to have the summit. I do generally think that they're looking for a deal. Their nuclear weapons program was very, very costly in terms of sanctions. And, the North Korea's economy is pretty small. So they'd probably like to find a way to cash that out and get some kind of sanctions relief and some security out of it. So I think they still want it. They're just sending a signal to the U.S. to stop hyping it as if it's like North Korea's surrender.
So the statement from the North Korean foreign minister, as it's been translated, says, if the U.S. corners us and unilaterally demands we give up nuclear weapons, we will no longer have an interest in talks and we'll have to reconsider whether we accept the upcoming summit. But hasn't North Korea already committed to denuclearization as part of the peace process with the South?
Well, they've said that, but of course they've said that many, many times, right, going back to the 1990s, right? I mean, never believe the North Koreans until they've actually done something. So, their rhetorical commitment to this is lacks a great deal of credibility.
What's being mentioned by the North is a Libya-style denuclearization.
Right.
What's meant by that? What is it? It seems quite problematic, potentially, doesn't it?
Right. So we got, we being the United States, we got Gaddafi to give up his nuclear weapons back, when was this? I think it was like 2005, 2006. And the idea was he would give them completely the whole show, and the Americans literally flew this stuff out of the country in exchange for a security guarantee that we would not attack Libya. The problem, of course, with that is that when the Arab Spring revolutionaries overthrew Gaddafi, the United States helped, which was sort of a violation of our deal, right? And Gaddafi, of course, died in the interim. And so the North Koreans have traditionally been very concerned about that. That's the whole reason why they built nuclear weapons to begin with, right? Is that you couldn't have American-led regime change to destroy the Kim monarchy. And, it kind of amazes me that the Americans would actually use the Libya model as something to aspire to, because, most people think it's something that the Americans could have broke their word and we shouldn't actually be talking about it. So the North Koreans are never going to go for that.
So has there been a response yet from the South Korean government, the U.S., China?
Not that I have seen. I think, the Americans seem to have been equivocating. It's like 4 in the morning over there. But there's not been too much. The South Koreans also haven't really said anything I've seen yet.
Yeah.
Everybody's just kind of waiting to see if this is like real or if this is like a North Korean tantrum.
How will anyone be able to establish that? Sorry, but how can you tell between a tantrum something real?
This is North Korea. It's hard to know.
Good question.
It is, because it's North Korea, so it's always sort of a tangle. No, do they keep talking about this stuff? Do they sort of like start raising a fuss about, American exercise in the next couple of days? Do they continue with the low-level talks? They're doing the prep for the Singapore summit and stuff like that. If the North Koreans stop showing up at working-level meetings and, start rejecting talking to the Secretary of State about the framework for Singapore, it'll be more serious.
It's a pretty difficult thing, though, for the Trump administration now to traverse, isn't it, to try and get this right so that they aren't tricked. We hear about North Korea and their tantrums, one step forward, 10 back, sideways, all of this. You know,
right.
Donald Trump has been quite unpredictable in the way that he's managed this issue. Some people are lauding him. Others are saying it's a pretty risky strategy. Getting the next steps right is incredibly difficult.
Yeah, it is, which is why I've been concerned about why this is all going so fast. I myself have argued that the summit should be postponed or canceled because I just don't think the president is ready for it. Donald Trump's attention span and his, you know, focus on detail is just not enough for something that's difficult. I'm very afraid he's just going to walk in there and wing it, and who knows what's going to come of it. It would be much better if we could delay this thing for 6 months or 9 months, so you could have working level staff meetings in which all the details were sort of hammered out, right? Which you could, the ideological and strategic divisions between the U.S. and North Korea are enormous, right? Those aren't going to be bridged in 9 weeks, and they're not going to be bridged by somebody like Donald Trump with his inability to focus. You need to have people who really know this stuff, the engineers and the lawyers and the diplomats, really hammering out all this stuff, and then you bring the principals in. That's why all this is so rickety, because there's no framework, right? This is just the two of them choosing to meet, you know, sort of out of the blue, and that's why it all seems so fragile.
Robert, thank you so much for your time and your insights.
Thank you for having me.
He's the Assistant Professor of Political Science at Pusan National University. That's Robert Kelly joining us tonight. This is RN Drive.